Good afternoon, and thank you all for coming on one of the most memorable days in the 94-year history of AIB College of Business. I'm Nancy Williams, president of AIB, and today we are making a historic announcement about the future of higher education in Des Moines. And here to help me do that are President Sally Mason from the University of Iowa, Bruce Rastetter, president of the Iowa Board of Regents, and Chris Costa, chairman of the AIB Board of Trustees. I would also like to welcome some of our guests and dignitaries that are here today. Bill Knapp II from Knapp Properties, Jerry Nugent from Knapp Properties and also chair of the Greater Des Moines Partnership. Our mayor, Frank County, is here with us, and our city councilwoman, Christine Hensley, trustee emeritus, Carmela Brown, Jay Byers, who's the CEO of the Greater Des Moines Partnership. I'm looking out here. Kitty Noble, welcome. She's our executive director of the Rotary Club of Des Moines. Am I missing any other guests? Well, welcome and thank you. Today, I am announcing that AIB College of Business will become the University of Iowa Des Moines campus. The idea for this merger stemmed from a casual conversation that I had with President Mason this summer, and it grew from there. AIB College of Business is not seeking any type of financial relief. In fact, the college is virtually debt-free and no money is being exchanged. AIB is not being sold to the University of Iowa. We are doing this because it's the right thing at this point in AIB's proud history. My grandfather founded AIB in 1921 as a school that provided quality training and a variety of business skills. But as AIB grew, he wanted it to be a college. And so in 1941, AIB was reorganized as a nonprofit institution. It evolved to junior college status, and in the 1950s, it began awarding associate degrees long before such programs became popular across America with the invention of the community colleges. AIB began offering bachelor's degrees in 2006 and now offers bachelor's degrees in seven business-related majors. The world of higher education is always changing, and AIB continually evolved to position itself on the cutting edges of those changes. There are new challenges today for private colleges, and our merger with the University of Iowa is the logical next step for our future, providing an innovative opportunity to continue AIB's tradition of offering quality educational services to our community. I spoke with my father, Keith Fenton, who preceded me as president of AIB for 42 years. He is thrilled about the partnership. In fact, he said, I couldn't be more proud for the legacy of AIB to be entrusted to an educational institution of the caliber of the University of Iowa. I know that our students, our staff, and faculty and alumni will have many questions, ranging from when will the name change to what programs will be offered on this campus in the future. We cannot answer all of those questions right now. There is much planning to be done, and President Mason and I will immediately establish an integration team to begin working immediately. What I can tell you today is that our two institutions are making the following commitments. Number one, we will act in the best interest of our students. Our current AIB students will be able to finish their programs and earn their diplomas. Whether the diploma will say AIB or University of Iowa is something that will have to be worked out. But President Mason and her leadership team and the AIB leadership team and I are fully committed to supporting our students at every step of their educational journey. Number two, we will involve our faculty, staff, and students in the planning process, and we will keep them informed at every step along the path to integration. Number three, we will honor the legacy of AIB. This location will continue to serve as an educational center for the people of Central Iowa, and we will cherish the history and traditions of our institution. AIB has always been a leader and an innovator. We have changed with changing times. The one thing that has never changed is our dedication to our students and our commitment to serving students from Iowa and the surrounding region. Our merger with the University of Iowa will allow for even greater opportunities for people who want to create a better future for themselves and their families. It opens doors to a highly ranked public university that offers bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees. The University of Iowa is more than 160 years old, and it will be here long after all of us are gone. Joining with the university is the realization of the dreams and hopes of my grandfather, my father, and me. I could not be more proud than I am today. Thank you.
Which I hope will go away. Nancy, let me start by saying thank you so much for entrusting your family's legacy to us. This is a proud moment for both of us. And considering that it all started with a very casual conversation, it's an interesting place to be. The University of Iowa is honored that you've chosen us for this very important role. And joining together allows you to achieve a very important goal, but it allows us to achieve an important goal also, which is to broaden our service to the people of Des Moines and the surrounding region. We already have a presence in Des Moines. We certainly have been partnering with DMAC on 2+2 completion degree programs. We offer degrees in social work, communications, and MBAs at the John and Mary Papa John Educational Center downtown. So it's thrilling today to know that this, too, will be part of what the University of Iowa can do for Iowa and Iowans. Now, with the extensive facilities that AIB is entrusting to us, we will be able to do a whole lot more. Students will be able to live here on the campus or nearby and earn a University of Iowa degree. This will help the university deliver on the Board of Regents' commitment to offering access to affordable, high-quality education to the people of our state. We share your commitment to supporting students at every step of the way during the journey to integration, and we share your commitment to being inclusive and transparent throughout the process. This is important for all of us, and it's certainly most important for our students. Nancy, I want to commend you and your board for taking this bold and very visionary step, and I commend your faculty and staff for their dedication to teaching and learning, and for the outstanding way that they care for students to enable their success. The values of our two institutions are very much alike. That's one of the reasons that I believe this will be an easy process. You are the Eagles, we are the Hawks, and today we get to fly together. Thank you.
I'm very pleased to be here today as we announce this really wonderful opportunity for Central Iowans and businesses in and around Des Moines. As Nancy said, AIB has served the needs of the business community here in Des Moines and Central Iowa for nearly 100 years. They've had a long tradition of working hard with businesses in Des Moines and Central Iowa and adapting to their changing needs. And I'm excited that we will be able to continue that tradition through the University of Iowa. Industry leaders in Des Moines and frankly, across the state, have been very vocal about the need for a more educated, specialized workforce, particularly in the areas of nonprofit, management, economic development, big data, and risk management. As the University of Iowa and the University of Iowa is well positioned to prepare the next generation of employees and future CEOs to help move Iowa's economy along. This has continued to be an effort by the Board of Regents to reach out to businesses. We've encouraged President Mason to do that, And this is a great example of an opportunity for everyone in accomplishing that. I salute President Williams and the AIB Board of Trustees for truly being visionary and combining the resources for a betterment of Iowa students and their families. President Williams, her grandfather, and father all shared a vision of providing access to college education will be continued to be realized for students across central Iowa with the University of Iowa being here. So I'm really pleased to be here today, Nancy, and certainly want to again commend the board for their vision and the opportunity for business and students in central Iowa. So thank you.
Good afternoon. I'm Chris Costa, Chairman of the AIB Board of Trustees. Our board's focus has been to ensure students in Central Iowa have access to quality higher education in Des Moines. As President Williams mentioned, the landscape of higher education has changed, and colleges and universities have to do the same. AIB has evolved. Our goal has always been to preserve educational opportunities on this campus, and this gift accomplishes that goal. Our board is predominantly comprised of business people. We feel strongly that maintaining healthy colleges and universities in the Des Moines metropolitan area enhances our workforce and improves the quality of life for all of Central Iowa. And frankly, expanding access to a nationally recognized university like Iowa is good for the whole state. Thank you.
You're welcome to pose questions to our speakers here. We have a little bit of time for questions, so.
Can you talk, please, about the impact specifically on students, tuition, whether tuition here at Queens or to the same at the University of Iowa, housing and athletic programs?
Sure. That was a lot, so you might have to help me out here. As far as tuition, AIB's tuition, because we're a private school, the funding is a lot different than that of a public school. So our students get the Iowa tuition grant, and so it's just a different financial aid formula. So our tuition is about $18,000 a year. With the scholarships that we give, it's usually more, the average net tuition cost would be about $11,000. So our tuition is just a little bit higher than that of the University of Iowa, and not by a lot of amount. So our goal during the transition would be that the students are not impacted negatively. So if they have a scholarship, that it would be honored, or that it would have to be. Those are questions that we just really haven't worked out total detail, but the goal would be that they all can transition over, and it would not be a financial difference to them in their out-of-pocket cost.
Could it be possibly less expensive?
Yes, it will. I think it will as we get going and through the and once the transition is complete, then yes. The sports programs, we have not figured that out yet. Our athletic director is out of town today, and he gets back tomorrow. So we will be having a meeting and discussing how we're going to handle that.
What about the current AIB faculty and staff? Is there possibly some of them will remain?
Oh, yes. Well, I guess I could let President Mason speak. But when we've talked, the goal would be that obviously as many employees AIB have would stay. Well, first of all, we're still business as usual for the time being. Yeah,
until we need them.
Yeah, we need them. So. And we have wonderful faculty and staff. So that would be that goal, and we would be working through that.
Would it only be a business school, or would there be other classes offered at this university?
Currently, AIB offers business programs solely. Once the transition is complete and it's the University of Iowa Des Moines campus, then they would be able to offer any whatever courses they decide to bring to Des Moines.
But will it remain a business focus?
Certainly for now, it will. I mean, we want to be absolutely certain that the students who are here right now are able to complete their programs. But over time, expanding both on the business side and probably into some other areas is definitely going to be part of what our integration team is looking at.
So would you anticipate that you'll have, currently you have several University of Iowa professors who teach here in town. I mean, is that going to change? Will you have a substantial core staff of the University of Iowa living in Des Moines then?
I think those numbers are likely to grow and increase over time, without a doubt. And we obviously are going to be looking to the AIB faculty to transfer over in some cases as well. So stay tuned. These are the details that the integration team is going to work hard on over the next several months to make sure that we've got a very good picture going forward of how to keep the quality of these programs up to the standards that the students and everyone else expects of them. And certainly we at the University of Iowa expect of them as well.
Are there plans for the campus to expand at all, or do you want to keep it the size it is
currently? That's to be determined.
So the students would essentially then become University of Iowa students, but would be going here. So say someone lives in a suburb, Waukee, instead of going down to the campus in Iowa City, they could stay here and get the exact same thing.
They could well, yes. Now, we likely won't have the full spectrum of programs that we're able to offer in Iowa City, but if we offer the program here and a student wants to stay here and do it right in Des Moines, there's no reason why they couldn't.
Follow-up, if I may. Then, under the proposed new program of funding that the Regents have proposed, if that goes through, would those be considered Iowa students, and would that be included in the funding formula for the money that is given to the University of Iowa?
I presume they would. If they're Iowa students, then I presume they would count.
And so how many students are there currently, and what's the capacity, do you know, and what's the,
Sure. We this fall had about 1,014 students. We have capacity on our campus that we feel we could handle about double that number, because right now the way we offer our courses, and it's been by design, our students go to school in the morning, and they have had their afternoons free, where they often go to work and internships in the community. So therefore, we have our classrooms available all afternoon. So depending on how we can schedule the classrooms, and we do have a few classrooms, I think, that are available also during the day. So it's kind of a logistical thing, but I think there's the ability to expand. And we also offer online degrees, which that's a another thing that we would be talking through integration, but virtual classroom can expand without physical.
Yeah, and a follow-up. So do you know what your space is in terms of living, like residential?
We have enough housing. We have all of the apartments that you see behind you out the window, and then these are our freshman residence halls. All of our housing at AIB is apartments, so they're all 1 and 2 bedroom units. They all have their own bathroom, their own living room. Balcony, kitchens.
Do you know what the number is?
We can have up to close to 500.
And could the campus grow?
I think that we have 20 acres of space here, and I think that the campus could grow. Maybe some of the buildings could be repurposed. We have some green space around if you drive out that way on the way. We are 20 acres kind of landlocked, however, but there's a lot of property around the area and potential that maybe it could be bought or repurposed. I also think, new growth could be, like in any metropolitan city, grow upwards. So I think there's opportunity for that.
Will the University of Iowa maintain its programs at the Papa John's?
We will. And likely have opportunities to expand on those now with this opportunity. So yes, yeah. And we are also growing some great programs with DMAC. So expect to see more of that as well.
How did Trace Business School giving up its accreditation this past fall influence the decision at all?
No, not a bit.
Can you Can you speak to the factors why you guys are entering into this relationship now? Was there one overriding factor, or was it just kind of a evolution?
You know, I just think that there's so many factors, and I think it's just the right time. The board felt, and I felt, and I just think it's going to be a wonderful thing for the students of the future, and I can't say one specific thing. Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us any more about this casual conversation? What was it? How it happened?
Well, yeah, I have two sons that attend University of Iowa. One is a junior, and the other was is a freshman this year. And I was in Iowa City for the freshman orientation and walking around the campus. And I had a conversation with President Mason. We had served.
She stopped in, literally. Yeah.
Yeah, we've stopped. We had been on a board together too, one that only met by conference call, so hadn't really spent time together talking. But we knew each other, and I said, you know, what do you think about this idea? And she said, do you think that could really happen? I said, yes, I think that really could. And then we kind of all get busy with fall and different things, and so we didn't really take back up our discussion until later on in the fall. And when I mentioned the idea to our chairman of our board, he's a very innovating, and our board executive, and they thought that might be something we ought to be talking about. And so therefore, we visited. They thought it was an interesting, unique idea. You know, there's lots of literature, articles, a lot of information from the Department of Ed and just everywhere about the value in partnering, sharing resources, and for the future. And I just thought it was a good idea, so I called her back up, and here we are.
So how long had you been thinking about this, and what prompted your mom to even begin thinking about it?
I personally have thought about a merger at AIB for many years. Just because I'm the third generation president, which is an unusually unique thing. And in contemplating succession planning for myself and where I might want to go in the future, what might be best. And so I have had kind of the thought and some casual conversations with some of my colleagues about that. And so, but not really serious until, as I said, walking around Iowa City, and you know, it just sort of happened that way.
How has enrollment been doing year over year? Have you guys been increasing or decreasing? And obviously if there's been discussions around higher education and competition getting harder, how's that been?
For us, we have, you know, in the not too distant past, we became a four-year college. And so our enrollment has actually been going up at a time when others potentially have been going down. And that's you can find that on the State of Iowa Enrollment Report that the state puts out. From 2012, we had 907 students, I think, or 20. I don't have a number, but this fall we had 1,000. So we've grown in the last 3 years up by 100 students. So our college has just been changing as we've been becoming more baccalaureate.
Is there any sort of time frame about when you want to have the details all hammered out? Or is it still really up in the air?
By June 2016, we want to have all of this done. But there's a lot of things that will happen along the way. So, for example, students who are being admitted right now for next fall, we fully expect that those will be University of Iowa students.
This coming fall.
Mm-hmm. So, like I say, lots of steps along the way, lots of planning that needs to be done, details that need to be worked out. But the you know, everything completed certainly by June 2016.
Would that cool. mean there would be new course offerings and things like that already this fall?
Probably. Okay. Probably. Again, I'm looking at my provost and his team that are here today, because they're immediately going to start this planning process.
Okay. Will admission standards change in any way?
No.
Ms. Williams, what will be your role?
You know, that's a very good question, and I was prepared to answer that. I have been the president for 16 years, and so I have my presidential agreement with my board through December of 16. But I fully intend to, since it was my idea, and with the board's help and discussion, that I want to focus on the transition right now. I'm not interested in being the dean or the director or continuing in a campus leadership position here. That is not my goal. So right now, that my future would be undetermined.
Can I say something about that, though?
Sure.
I really, and I hope Nancy will stay on and help us create the real legacy for the Fenton family, because it's going to be important for us to maintain traditions on this campus that go back to the origins, especially the family origins, and no one knows those better than she does. So my hope is that she'll play a critical role in making certain that we respect and acknowledge the history of AIB.
Is this something that the Regents approval or any action by the Regents to have?
Yeah, it'll take Regents approval once there's a definitive agreement. And so the detail of all of it will have to be brought before the Regents.
In terms of the facilities, do you know if there's any upgrades that are going to be necessary? Have you guys looked at that at all, or would the experience go through there?
Rod's here. He hasn't had a chance to look through the facilities yet, but give us a little time and we'll be able to answer that question, Vanessa.
Will the tuition freeze that has been recently announced at AIB, how
has
your tuition increase
throughout
the year?
AIB's had a tuition freeze for 30 years. And we've been kind of, but that was easier to do when we were 2 years school because they graduated quicker. This year, we kind of stepped away from that and have increased because of the fact that our costs have increased as we went from two-year school to four-year. Mm-hmm.
So when you talked about sort of the succession plan, it sounds like it was more sort of looking at the family succession. You said earlier that this had nothing to do with finances of AIB. Mm-hmm. You're saying it was really more who runs this campus going forward.
Well, that's definitely that was definitely a factor.
Mm-hmm. But it's not a financial debate for you. The financial condition of AIB or the future projections.
No. Mm-mm.
Do you have an opinion about whether it's a better funding? It's better to fund colleges as a for-profit or non-for-profit or it's public versus private university? Do you have opinions on that? Since your sons attend U Iowa, I was wondering, and you're the president of a private for-profit, I believe.
Non-profit.
No,
not for-profit, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
But do you have any opinions about that?
Well, I can tell you what, I have a lot of children, and two of them graduated from AIB, so just putting that out there. And the other one is pre-med, so he wanted to go to medical school. I don't know that I can really comment about, you know, all the different sectors. I think that, and I've always said, there is a place in Iowa for all of our institutions are so uniquely different. AIB has had business school roots. The Regents, of course, are flagship universities. Community colleges serve a great purpose for what they do. And I've always felt that in Iowa, there hasn't been a lot of, fighting between sectors or anything like that. And so I just feel this was a great step for us to take at this time in our history. So, mm-hmm.
President Mason, do you think this is sort of part of the university's efforts to grow its enrollment, as you guys have said?
Remember, I promised you that one of my priorities for my last 6 months would be to do just that. And this is definitely a piece of that.
You mentioned earlier that AIB has some debt. How much is the debt, and will the University of Iowa absorb that?
AIB has taken out a short-term note that we did a lot of remodeling, and it was just for some facility upgrades. It's about $1.4 million, and it's a five-year note, so we've been paying that down. Conversely, we have about nearly $7 million in our endowment funds. So net, if you wanted to net, then you'd say we have no debt. And so our goal would be that, there wouldn't be any, this isn't a buyout. We wouldn't be expecting them to come here and pay out. If that should be taken care of.
Mm-hmm. What happens to the balance of endowment?
Well, that's a negotiable situation, but it goes to the university. Now, we may ask that they make that into a set-aside scholarship fund for students at AIB, you know, at the AIB camp, you know, but the, essentially, all of it will go. Whatever is in the bank accounts, whatever is in the assets. That's the way the bylaws and articles of the corporation read.
It would certainly be our intention to make sure that, especially if we're talking about anything that has been donated, that it stays with donor intent. But in particular, assets that come from AIB remain with AIB.
Will it only be four-year degrees, or will we have master's programs here?
We know we have some master's programs already in Des Moines that we offer, and being able to spread out a bit and bring them over here is very appealing. And expect to see more of that in the future.
Okay, thank you for all your questions. We will have a photo opportunity with President Mason and President Williams in President Williams' office down the hall. We have to give President Williams a little time to scoot down there. But the photographers will be escorted by Ronette Smith in the back of the room.